Back then we canned them in jar and glass jars. Done the butter, peas and pole beans and a bunch of beans the same way. We always canned it. We didn't have no deep freezer or nothing like that to put it in.
Did you ever call them snap beans?
Yes, that's what we'd call them, snap beans.
Snap beans.
That's when you'd pick them and you'd bring the house and snap them with your hand.
Not exactly. Does that mean take the beans out, or do you cut them up? Or
no, you just take that green bean when it gets, while it's tender, and you just break the end of it off, you know, and pull that string off of it. And you just take your finger like that and just break it in little parts about that long. Then you can.
That's what they're snap beans.
Yes, that's what you call snapping a bean.
And sweet corn, would you tell me about that, the different...
Well, I never did. We never did grow any sweet corn. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, it's got a sweet corn comes off a stalk, corn stalk. It's got lots of, I call them whiskers, hanging around on it. Then you just shuck that out, take a little broom brush, just brush all that silk out of it. And you can fry it or boil it, break it in half and turn and boil it. And if you're gonna can it back then, why, you take a knife and cut it off the cob, just the corn, the grains off the cob. Then you cook that and put it in jars.
Mm-hmm. If you eat it like this...
You eat it off the cob. We call it like eating off the cob like a mule. That's what we always called it. I told my brother lots of time, I said, quit eating like a mule.
did you call it roasting ears?
Yes.
Or mutton corn?
We called it roasting ears.
And on top of the corn stalk, did you have any use for that?
No, that's what we always called a silk.
Okay.
Toppling out.
At the very top of
yes,
the
that's the tossle.
And there was no use, you had no
use for it at all.
And in the, did you ever eat those little things you find in the woods? Got kind of a cap on it, got a stem and a,
well,
a cap.
We always called that a mushroom, but we never did eat it.
Never tried to eat them.
No, sir. Never did try it.
Some of them are poisonous, I guess.
Well, I've heard lots of people say they loved them, but I don't. The smell of them does me.
Other people say it's like eating dirt, so...
Now, I tell you what I have it, and I like it mighty well, and that's okra blooms. The okra bloom.
And what do you do with that?
You fry it just like you do a piece of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Battered and fried.
Did you ever hear of frying squash?
Yes, sir.
And the blooms of squash?
Yes, sir.
Both?
Yes, sir.
Kind of squash.
It's good. It's good.
What kind of squash did you have then?
Well, we had what you call a crookneck and a saucer squash. We call a saucer squash. Kind of built like a saucer, round. Then the crookneck, it always had a ball on the end of it, 2 or 3 inches. Then a little one neck come up and crooked like that. We call that a crookneck.
Did you ever grow these big orange things?
Well, we call them pumpkins.
And did you have any use for them?
Yes, they make good pumpkin pies.
Even back when you were a boy?
Yes, sir. They growed a lot of them back then.
And
they don't grow many of them now.
How about the melons?